I see you've got pickling and fermenting lined out for segment two. And the most disappointed I've ever been is when I tried my own pickles.
Oh, no.
Went right back to Mount Olive and Vlasic. I got nothing on either one of them.
Well, of the four ways that we talk about today, which is canning, pickling, dehydrating, and freezing, pickling and fermenting is the hardest.
It is. There's a lot of steps. But there also are more than one way to pickle. There's like three ways to pickle. You can just do fridge pickles where you just put your cucumbers or whatever it is you're pickling in a vinegar solution and stick them in the fridge. No cooking involved. Right? Or there's pickling where you actually can the pickles. And then there's pickling where you ferment them. And fermenting is probably the hardest process. But fermenting also has a lot of benefits because you get the probiotics that are really good for your digestive health. And you can make your own fermented pickles at home.
That's all the rage right now. I mean, kombucha, and they have a lot of the nice krauts and stuff that are fermented. What is the different process for fermenting? You just leave it open?
Well, you leave it open to the air, except you want to have something covering it, like a piece of gauze, something to keep dust and bugs and things out of it. But yeah, you would want to get a good fermenting recipe, which you can get those at the nchfp.uga.edu link that I gave you before. And you can just put them in the solution according to the recipe, put them in a dark, cool, dark place and leave them.
Are we talking like days, weeks?
Usually about a week or two. Okay. Yeah.
It really calls, you got to check in on the recipe. Again, there's recipes for all of this.
Mm-hmm. Roma, you said you didn't like your pickles. Did you bathe them? Did you pressure them, ferment them?
We would have water bathe them.
Okay.
And we followed a recipe we found, and you added dill and garlic. And, I don't know if we're just so spoiled by the Vlasic, but we took a bite of the, and we're like, not even the chickens would eat them.
Oh, no.
Did you do it once?
I don't think we ever tried it again.
Yeah, okay, good. So that's the problem. I'm propagating out some papaya plants here at the Urban Farm right now. And, I did the first batch, and I did 22. And I think I have two of them that are alive. So it's not a failure. It's just you got to keep practicing.
Right.
That's an elimination process.
And we have not repracticed that.
Yeah. And, it's definitely a bit of an art. So you do have to try and try again. But pickling, if you can get the knack of it, it is fantastic because pickling is one of the best things that you can do with those kind of odds and ends that come in your garden. Like occasionally at the end of a season, I'll end up with a few squashes, a few this and that, maybe not enough to make a meal. But I can put them all together and make a relish.
Or a cornichon, they would call it in Louisiana, right, Romy? But bigger pieces, just all kinds of veggies.
And that's okras and jicama and carrots, at least the recipe we have from Uncle Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cauliflower.
Yeah. And you can even pickle melons, can't you?
Yes,
melon rinds.
Watermelon rinds, you can pickle those. One of my kids' favorite recipes is radish relish. They love that. We put that on everything.
One of my favorite things to harvest, Rose and I always do prickly pear every year.
We've
run out of time to do our garden. So that's our one big deal of going to harvest. And we watch, by the roadside when it's ready. And we get our bucket and our stick for our snakes. And we get out there.
But
I bet you could pickle them. But we juice them. We juice them and make prickly pear syrup and stuff.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. So I have equipment to process apples. And the way you process apples into cider, that's one of the things that I'll do is I'll make, apple juice out of it. I have an apple crusher and an apple press. So you crush the apples and then you press the juice out of them. We can use it for prickly pears.
Let's do it.
Absolutely. My friend Barbara Rose down in Tucson has borrowed my crusher and press before. And, it makes it super easy to get the juice out of them.
Did you bring any? You have any samples?
Of the prickly pear snow? No.
they come out like October, late September.
September,
October.
Yeah.
This year it's going to be probably November before you
know. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Our Walter Cronkite grad, Julia Bradshaw, call screening for us this morning and is on the phone at the moment. You can send text questions to 411-923 and email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. After the break, we're going to rifle through about five of these questions that have come in. A lot of great stuff. Someone in Mesa wants to know what to plant in a 4x4 container. Someone's fertilized citrus at Valentine's Day and lost 90% of the leaves. What to do now? Foul smell and washer, that'll be 9 o'clock.